There is a new series out this month about traveling the wide world looking for the happiest places on Earth. You might be surprised by the travel guide, though, a man that many know for being stuck in an office. Jeff Bennett caught up with actor Rainn Wilson to discuss his journey. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
All right, let's do this!
How are you feeling?
I don't want to be this cold.
Wilson travels far and wide, from Iceland.
And I'm scared.
Your only goal now is to go in this ocean and surrender.
All right.
Do you know what you've just done?
I put my country away.
To Ghana.
Very important.
Ready to start with a clean mind, an open mind, and a new experience.
And beyond in this six-part series called Rainn Wilson and the Geography of Bliss. Wilson is recognizable to many as Dwight Schrute from The Office, the critically acclaimed mockumentary sitcom series that ran for 9 seasons on NBC.
There it is.
Over the years, he's taken on other projects from films such as Juno.
This is one doodle that can't be undid, Holmes Gillett.
To more recently, Weird, the Al Yankovic story. Another one rides the
bus. Ow! Oh, there. Oh, thank God.
While he continued the comedic work.
What's going on, Amy?
Oh, hello, Rainn.
He also turned inward, asking bigger life questions through a media company he founded called Soul Pancake. And with a book released this spring, Soul Boom, Why We Need a Spiritual Revolution.
And welcome to the NewsHour.
Rainn Wilson joined me from a recording studio to explain why he literally took the plunge.
With this new series, you wanted to find the key to inner happiness, and you went around the world looking for it. What did you discover?
Iceland, Ghana, West Africa, Bulgaria, and Thailand, and then back to Los Angeles to see if I could take what I found about bliss, joy, happiness, well-being, and apply it to my life back at home. And, you know, to boil it all down, it's not any great mystery. The thing that I really came away with in my heart about finding bliss is it's all about connection. It's all about community. It's not a big surprise. The people that were the most vital and lived the most meaningful lives did so in relationship with others.
It's interesting. I use the word happiness and you use the word bliss. Do you see a difference between the two things?
I do. I have a problem with the word happiness, because happiness is a result of certain things being in place. You know what I mean? Like you lick an ice cream cone and a butterfly lands on your shoulder and you feel happy. Well, the next day you can go lick an ice cream cone and wait for a butterfly and maybe feel miserable and anxious and worried about the next day. So what are actions that you can take in your life? What are initiatives that you can take? What's an outlook that you can shift, a perspective to tweak in order to achieve what experts in the field really call well-being, you know, that sense of being connected, grounded, joyful, and alive and vibrant on the inside.
In the series, you lay bare your personal challenges publicly. How did you feel about that initially? Was there any reservation?
You know, maybe I've just been in therapy for too long. I have no problem talking about my struggles and my issues, my traumas, difficulties that I've had. And I talk about my anxiety disorder and depression and other issues. And so for me, this journey was a personal journey as well as anything else. I wanted to find out some of these answers that, you know, we Americans, we can be a little arrogant sometimes. Maybe we've got something to learn from the people of Ghana and the people of Thailand and the people of Iceland. And I was excited to try that out, both on myself as kind of a guinea pig and to share my findings.
Traveling to find contentment or bliss is not something that most people can do. Based on your travels, how can people find that closer to home or within?
What we're trying to say in the show is not that travel is going to make you happy, but what can we learn from other cultures that we can apply at home? And I think that there is a wealth of evidence out there for all kinds of the things that we're discovering. For instance, in Iceland, I did a cold plunge in the Arctic Ocean with a group of powerful, amazing Viking women that every morning they sing songs and hold hands and they walk into the Arctic Ocean. Well, cold plunge therapy is something that you can do at home. You can do it in your shower. You don't need to have a fancy cold plunge in order to do it. And the Vikings have been doing it for thousands of years.
There is a spiritual thread throughout your recent work, Rainn. You also have a book calling for a spiritual revolution. The book's called Soul Boom. And you write that we as a culture have discounted spirituality, that we've moved away from faith, we've moved away from the sacred, and that we need to return to it. Tell me more about that.
Well, the thesis of the book is that we've kind of thrown the spiritual baby out with the religious bathwater. In Western culture, especially in big city America, we've so uniformly rejected religion for a lot of times for very good reasons. You know, we've suffered a lot of trauma at the hands of religion. Some terrible acts of barbarity have been done in the name of an all-loving God. And I understand why people have left, but there are spiritual tools at the foundation of all of the world's great faith traditions that we can draw from, that can transform our lives, and more importantly, that we can use to help transform our society.
How does being spiritual, being faithful, translate to the work you do in Hollywood?
Well, that's a great question. They're often at odds, but I do feel that in the spirit of the divine creator, the creative force that pulses through every molecule in this physical plane and an infinite other number of planes past this one, that the act of entertaining can be a service. And I think people that have loved and watched The Office for decades now feel a great sense of peace and calm and serenity in the watching of the show, and it uplifts their hearts and souls, and I get to be a part of that. So there's a service element, and that essential element of creating something where there's nothing, being an artist, there's a blank page, there's a blank stage, there's a silent room, and you get to be a part of creating something beautiful, rich, and magical. I think that is a divine process. I think there's a sacredness and a sublimity to it.
I'd never thought of it in that way, that the work you do as an actor in some ways is a ministry. On the other hand, to lots of people, you will forever be associated with your standout character on The Office, Dwight Schrute. As you see it, is that a blessing or a burden?
A little bit of both. I mean, I've played dozens of roles before I played Dwight, and I've played a good dozen or more since I finished playing Dwight. That's the one that has found a nerve with audiences, and they love me for it. And listen, I'm so grateful. I wouldn't have been able to write a book. It's opened so many doors for me.
Rainn Wilson, real pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. Real pleasure.